Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lucas Hecker. I'm a member of the Parish Council. As part of the initiatives that the Parish Council adopted within the last year, the portion that I'm overseeing or looking after is lifelong learning and faith formation. This afternoon, I drafted up a questionnaire, a very short questionnaire. You can choose to put 2 minutes into it or 2 hours. There's plenty of space for writing and answers if you so choose. You can pick these up after Mass at any of the exits. After you're done filling them out, please bring them back to church, and we should have a drop box for them so that we can review them. The purpose of the questionnaire is just to gauge what the parish would like to see in the area of lifelong learning and faith formation. Thank you.
Please rise for our opening song.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ. We call to mind our sins. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, your love for us surpasses all our hopes and desires. Forgive our failings and keep us in your peace. Lead us in the way of salvation. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus, your Son. He lives with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground, the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This is last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Protect us all the days of our life. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life. Happy all those who fear the Lord and walk in God's pathway. You will find what you long for, the riches of our God. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life. Your spouse shall be like a fruitful vine in the midst of your home. Your children flourish like olive plants, rejoicing at your table. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life. May the blessings of God be yours all the days of your life. May the peace and the love of God live always in your heart. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. We do indeed see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord.
God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Alleluia, alleluia, let's sing unto the Lord, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, let's sing unto the Lord, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees came up, and as a test began to ask Jesus whether it was permissible for a husband to divorce his wife. In reply, he said, "What command did Moses give you?" They answered, "Moses permitted divorce and the writing of a decree of divorce." But Jesus told them, "He wrote that commandment for you because of your stubbornness. At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become as one. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, let no man separate what God has joined." Back in the house again, the disciples began to question him about this. He told them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And the woman who divorces her husband and marries another commits adultery." People were bringing their little children to him to have him touch them. But the disciples were scolding him for this. Jesus became indignant when he noticed it and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. It is to just such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I assure you that whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter into it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We turn to the Lord God and we pray.
For the church, that we may be a sign of communion between God and humanity, and of cooperation between all people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all children, that they may be warmly welcomed into families and supported as they grow and develop into persons God calls them to be, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have experienced divorce or who are going through divorce, that God will heal their pain and that we may support them with compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have experienced violence in their schools, especially the families in Colorado and Pennsylvania, that God will heal those who are abused or injured, ease the fears of all the students, bring comfort to families of those who have died, and restore hope to the hearts of all those, of all in these communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are ill, that the Spirit of God will well restore and raise up all who are ill or recovering from surgery. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and an end to violence, that God will touch the hearts of all leaders to find nonviolent ways of resolving conflicts and disputes. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.